ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಪೀನಾಥ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಪೀನಾಥ ರಾಧೆ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಪೀನಾಥ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಪೀನಾಥ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಶಿಲ নিতাই গৌরা হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল নিতাই গৌরা হরি বল বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি
জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শ্রী শ্রীমদ জীবাঙ্গে সভে চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি আনন্দ কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি সমবেদ গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নারায়ণম নমস্কৃত্যম নরম চৈব নরোত্তমম দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম ততো জয়মুদীরয়ে নষ্ট প্রায়েষু ভদ্রেষু নিত্যম ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবতীরুত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির্ভবতি নৈষ্টিকী কৃষ্ণায় বাসুদেবায় দেবকী নন্দনায় চ নন্দগোপকুমারায় গোবিন্দায় নমো নমঃ।
রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 11 চ্যাপ্টার 29 ভার্স নম্বর 24 টিল 29 উইল রিপিট ভার্স 24
অভিক্ষ্ণশস্তে গদিতম জ্ঞানম বিস্পষ্ট যুক্তিমত এতদ বিজ্ঞায়ম উচ্যেত পুরুষো নষ্ট সংশয়ঃ। অভিক্ষ্ণশস্তে গদিতম জ্ঞানম বিস্পষ্ট যুক্তিমত এতদ বিজ্ঞায়ম উচ্যেত পুরুষো নষ্ট সংশয়ঃ। অভিক্ষ্ণশস্তে গদিতম জ্ঞানম বিস্পষ্ট যুক্তিমত এতদ বিজ্ঞায়ম উচ্যেত পুরুষো নষ্ট সংশয়ঃ। অভিক্ষ্ণশস্তে গদিতম জ্ঞানম বিস্পষ্ট যুক্তিমত এতদ বিজ্ঞায়ম উচ্যেত পুরুষো নষ্ট সংশয়ঃ। অভিক্ষ্ণশস্তে গদিতম জ্ঞানম বিস্পষ্ট যুক্তিমত এতদ বিজ্ঞায়ম উচ্যেত পুরুষো নষ্ট সংশয়ঃ।
অভিক্ষ্ণশ repeatedly to you gaditam spoken jnanam knowledge vispasta clear yukti logical arguments mat having etat this vigyaya properly understanding mucheta will become liberated purushah a person nasta destroyed samshayah his doubt. Translation: I have repeatedly spoken this knowledge to you with clear reasoning. Anyone who properly understands it will become free from all doubts and attain liberation. So we'll continue reading till verse number 29, which has got a purport. Verse 25:
সুবিক্তম তব প্রশ্নম ময়্যেতদপি ধারয়েত sanatanam brahma guhyam param brahma adigacchati.
Translation: anyone who fixes his attention on these clear answers to your questions will attain to the eternal confidential goal of the Vedas, the supreme absolute truth. Verse 26:
ya etat mama bhakteshu sampradadhyat supushkalam tasyaham brahmadayasya dadami atmanam atmana.
One who liberally disseminates this knowledge among my devotees is the bestower of the absolute truth, and to him I give my very own self. Verse 27:
ya etat samadhita pavitram paramam shuchi sapuyet arha arha mam jnanadipena darshayan.
He who loudly recites this supreme knowledge, which is the most lucid and purifying, becomes purified day by day, for he reveals me to others with the lamp of transcendental knowledge. Verse 28:
ya etat shraddhaya nityam avyagraha shrunuyanvara mai bhaktim param krutvan karma bhi na sabadhyate.
Anyone who regularly listens to this knowledge with faith and attention, all the while engaging in my pure devotional service, will never become bound by the reactions of material work. Verse 29:
apyuddhava tvaya brahma sakhe samavadharitam apite vigato moha shokaschaso manobhavah.
My dear friend Uddhava, have you now completely understood this transcendental knowledge? Are the confusion and lamentation that arose in your mind now dispelled?
Purport:
Sri Uddhava had been bewildered by considering manifestations of Lord Krishna's own potency to be separate from him. Uddhava's lamentation arose because he thought himself separated from Lord Krishna. Actually, Sri Uddhava is an eternal liberated soul, but the Lord placed him in bewilderment and lamentation so that this supreme knowledge of the Uddhava Gita could be spoken. Lord Krishna's question here indicates that if Uddhava had not properly understood this knowledge, Lord Krishna would have explained the same thing again. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, since Sri Uddhava is the intimate friend of Lord Krishna, the Lord's question here was in a friendly, playful spirit. The Lord was well aware of Uddhava's complete enlightenment in Krishna consciousness.
Om agyanti mirandhasya jnananjana shalakhaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yutapada kamalam shri gurun vaishnavamishcha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatham vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhan mitamishcha. He krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, so could speak something relevant to this topic in line with the Guru Parampara. So, for the pleasure of devotees and Lord Shri Krishna. We are at Canto 11, Chapter 29, Verse 24 till 29. Sukhdev Goswami at the end of this chapter, which concludes the Uddhava Gita, tells to Parikshit Maharaj that just as the bee extracts nectar from a flower without harming the flower, Lord Krishna extracts the essence of all Vedic knowledge without disturbing the elaborate system of Vedic advancement. In other words, Lord Shri Krishna establishes himself as the goal of the Vedic knowledge without destroying preliminary inferior processes that may be applicable to grossly materialistic men. So in this verse number 24, Abhikshnasastes gaditam jnanam vispasta yuktimat etad vigyayamucheta purusho nasta samshaya. Krishna is telling to Uddhava, I have repeatedly spoken this knowledge to you with clear reasoning. So Lord has given a lot of reasoning and explained different concepts, which includes jnana, vairagya, karma yoga, and ultimately the bhakti yoga to Arjuna. And Krishna says, anyone who properly understands it will become free from all doubts and attain liberation. As Sukhdev Goswami has mentioned at the end, that just like a bee extracts the nectar from the flower without disturbing it. So Lord Krishna, having spoken so many topics about jnana, karma yoga, vairagya, sankhya, everything to Uddhava Gita, he has given ultimately the essence of bhakti yoga to Uddhava and not disturbed for the materialistic people who are interested in jnana yoga or karma yoga. So if they are interested, they can come and hear this and get purified. Though it is meant for those who would relish, who are in the pure devotional service, still Lord Krishna gives a chance so that anyone who hears this Bhagavatam, they get purified and then proceed further in advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's what we see in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are various topics discussed. And the topic about Lord Krishna is described at the end, almost at the end of, like say in the 10th canto. Before that, the various divisions of this material world, the vibhutis, the shaktis of Krishna is mentioned. So that the people who understand it go step by step, understand the greatness of Krishna, and by appreciating the greatness of Krishna, by understanding this majestic, very complicated universe and its activities, and understanding who is behind this, they get some reverence for Krishna, and in that way they can approach with a proper mood towards Krishna and then can understand Krishna. Verse 25 mentions,
Suviviktam tava prashnam maye tadati dharayet sanatanam brahma guyam param brahmadi gacchati.
Anyone who fixes his attention on this clear answers to your questions will attain the eternal confidential goal of the Vedas, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Sanatanam Brahma Guyam Param Brahmadi Gacchati. She attains the Supreme Absolute Truth. So this is just like a Gita Mahatmya we see in the first Mahatmya of the Gita. It is mentioned, Gita Shastram Idam Punyam Ya Patet Prayata Puman Vishnu Padam Svapnoti Bhayam Shok Adi Varjitaha. So Gita Shastram Idam Punyam Ya Prayat. So anyone who is dedicated to sincerely hearing and reading or applying the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, what happens to them? Bhaya Shok Adi Varjita, he gets freed from the miseries and lamentation of this material world. And Vishnu Padam Savapnoti, he attains the ultimate goal, that is Vaikuntha, Vishnu Padam, where the Lord Krishna himself resides. So same is mentioned in this word. Sanatanam Brahma Guhyam, the most confidential knowledge he attains. Brahma Guhyam. So the knowledge of Brahman is mentioned as the confidential knowledge. And then the more confidential knowledge would be like understanding of the Paramatma concept. And the most confidential knowledge will be like understanding the service unto Lord Krishna, the personality, the form of Krishna. So here is mentioned, one attains that. Param Brahma Adi Gacchati. In verse 26, it says that, Ya etan mama bhakteshu sampradadhya supushkalam. Tasyam brahmadayasya dadami atmana atmana. One who liberally disseminates this knowledge among my devotees is the bestower of the absolute truth. And to him I give my own very self. So this verse is similar to that we see in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 68th verse and 69th verse. It says, the verse 68 in the Gita says that, Ya idam param ghuyam mad bhakteshu abhidhayasti bhaktim mai param krutva mamei vashya samsayah. So for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Mad bhakteshu abhidhayasati, Gita it is mentioned, discuss among my devotees. And this verse 26 also says that, Ya etan mama bhakteshu sampradadhyat supushkalam. So mad bhakteshu sampradadhyat tadami. So it comes from the word dada, means give. So anyone who gives these instructions or relates to the instructions given by the Krishna, or gives or discusses this topic of Krishna with Uddhava amongst the devotees. So why amongst the devotees? Why not non-devotees? We do discuss with the non-devotees. But here it is mentioned, Prabhupada mentions in Gita, that generally it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed among the devotees only. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. So that's how we see that for those who are new, generally we discuss about the energy of Krishna, the greatness of Krishna, about this complicated world, the principles and the processes that works in this world, and then connect them to the scriptures where it is mentioned that who is the guiding principle, the underlying principle of all this, and that's Krishna. Once they understand that Krishna is the underlying principle of all this, is so powerful, then we take them to the different incarnations of Krishna and directly to the Krishna later on, but not initially. And somebody who are really favorable are matured enough to take to Krishna's without envy, we can discuss about Krishna also. But generally we see that in the audience, when we are giving any katha, there may not be all who may be eager to hear about Krishna. There may be some who may be envious of Krishna. So devotees, nonetheless, they mention about Krishna. They talk about Krishna. And like yesterday, one devotee called up and said that now that this lockdown is there, I have started involving my neighbors and we read Gita. And this devotee shared that how few of them have started chanting. And one among them have started chanting 16 rounds in such a short span of time. So I said, wow, that's good. So this devotee was sharing that how she's inspired by somebody else taking, and that too her very close friend with whom she is eagerly sharing this knowledge of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita directly every day they are reading and chanting also. They meet together online and then discuss and then chant. So she was very encouraged. So later on, after a few days, like yesterday only, she called and said that Prabhuji, this devotee suddenly stopped suddenly stopped coming to this, joining online. I said, that's okay, so what? No, I called that devotee just exited from that WhatsApp group. So I added that devotee again. She again exited. Then she said she called her, asked what's wrong. Has she done something wrong that makes her to get off from that group? What's wrong? And this devotee said, this another person, new person who was cultivated, said, no, it's not like that. Actually, I have some services at home. My husband is doing this. I have to do that. So she said, okay, but then at least once or twice you could join. And she was like pursuing with her. Has something happened that she's not joining? And ultimately, she was left out. And she was sharing that how she's feeling dejected by this. So I said, that's okay, it happens. Maybe we can learn, introspect what exactly we did. Maybe we did something by which maybe we pushed her so much that she may be reluctant to be enforced by us. So we just understand, see, and if we... And it's okay if our intentions are good. Yeah, you have done it with all good intentions and not pushed her. And even if she goes, it's okay, because not everyone will take up to the process. Some may join immediately and go with the same force out. So that's okay. No dejection. So I could relate to it, because when I was in the base, staying there, and when newly you hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, which is very appealing, you want to share it with everyone. So I would share with any new person who would come, my relative, my cousin, any friend whom I would meet, and I get a little chance, I would share with him, bombard everything, whatever I've heard in the classes. And one fine day, so this devotee was coming to that base. He's Gis Balde Prabhu. He said, he saw me discussing for a long time, sitting with this new person, and he just said one sentence. He said, everything you will give in one day only. He just commented like that. Sab kuch ek hi isme de doge kya? And I was just thinking, what did he said? And then as the years time passed by, then I realized, experiencing how the people take up, it's not that everyone will take up fast. And it's okay, because we feel something, we share. So that's how we also advance. But indeed, as we progress, we have to understand, one has to be sensitive to the other person's need. We may be inspired and we may try to bombard everything, but has that, because we have got so much time, we have heard so much, and we have been given so much time and the companionship from our seniors, so that we got encouraged. These new people, they have not got suddenly any new connections. So at that point, what would be the best thing which I would do now would be, any new person comes, I would just try to be friend with them. Talk something which is more common to us than saying that, oh, we do like this, we do this, we don't eat onion garlic, we don't take tea, coffee. So if I say something which these people may not be following, then they may get offended. They may feel that, oh, are we doing what we are doing? Is it something wrong? They may feel like that, because we emphasize so much on what we do and we try to convince them that this is the good thing to do. Why? Because scripture mentions this. And those who don't do, they'll go to hell and all. Then these people, they feel offended, thinking that, because they conclude that what they are doing is wrong. And this person is telling that what you are doing is wrong. Ultimately, people think about that. It so happened in my office, my immediate boss, he would observe me. And he would see me that I'm doing my work. And at other times, I would open and read some books. Gita or Bhagavad, something I would read. So he would observe me, what he's doing every time. And then whenever the party comes or when we go outside, so these are all like friends, office friends. So I have to go with them. I cannot say no, because many things you learn, know about the projects when you are going out. So it was necessary for me to go outside with them and meet the client meetings and all, sometimes in the hotel. But they would see that I would eat separately. I would open my tiffin and eat whatever has been brought from the base. And I would eat that. And these people would order many things. And they would say, why don't you eat something hot? I said, no, I prefer this. But they said, no, but it has become cold. Why don't you do this? So they use a lot of logic and say that, why don't you do that? Nothing will happen if you eat with us. You know, so they would. But then I was so rigid at that time. I would say that, no, miss, this is fine for me. And one day that boss came and said, oh, what all you do? what all you do? So I thought, oh, maybe he's open to understand what I am doing. So I started telling him, oh, I do this, I do that. And then he would ask more questions. And I thought that he's becoming favorable. But actually, he is inquiring something else. He had some other things. I don't know what's going in his mind. And I would, thinking that, oh, he wants to know more, what should be done, I would started telling. And he heard, did not say anything. But later on, after some time, maybe in some case, he would say that, he suddenly erupted and said, do you think that what we are doing is wrong? I said, no, that's not a thing. He said, but you do this. So do you mean that we are doing wrong? What's wrong in doing this? What's wrong in doing that? Accept this and accept that. What happens if you eat some outside? Will your God consciousness go down? If you drink sometime, is it something will happen to you? And I understood that this is not the time to share now. So that's how the challenge which everyone faces initially. It's natural, everyone faces this challenge. Therefore, in the open forum and that too in the online, when you don't know the people who are, it matters that you speak something which is common. Instead of the differences, we speak something common, which is the general principle which nobody would say no. The general principle, you know, one should be humble, one should be looking for or caring for the people. So these are the common principles, selflessness, trustworthy, relationships. We can talk something which everyone will accept. So this, and we see that Prabhupada, when he went to the West, revolutionary, he did something which is like no other sannyasi would do. Firstly, he traveled across the oceans. There he involved the people like who are smokers and drunkards, and involved them, and he would marry, he would conduct the marriages which never heard of a sannyasi doing, and involved them in devotional service. So such a revolutionary thing he did in preaching, which unheard of. And at that time he has to go through the chastisement, criticism from his own godbrothers in India, because they don't know the scenario there and what's his intention. Ultimately to bring them to Krishna, that's what preaching is. Do something by which they come an inch closer to Krishna or to the devotion or to the Vedic practices. So that's what Prabhupada was doing at that time. But he also had to go to the criticism. Even in today's world, now also we see that many outstanding preachers, they connect with the people in different ways. Maybe by cooking seminars or by giving talks which would involve not speaking about Krishna directly, but about the universal principles of love, relationships and all, which people would appeal to, would relate to. That does not mean that the devotee is diluting the bhakti. Because, and such devotees also go through the criticisms by somebody who are more fanatic and say that, oh, these devotees are not talking about Krishna only. But if we see the practices these devotees are doing in their life, in fact, it's a more challenge to speak not of Krishna. Because for themselves, they are relishing Krishna within the heart. We can see by their practices, sincere practices. And they have to speak something not directly about Krishna. So it's not that they are relishing, though they may have that nature, outgoing nature to speak, but that does not mean that internally they are relishing not speaking about Krishna. If you ask them, peep and ask them what they relish, then they would say that I want them all to connect to Krishna. And then by speaking all this indirectly, and then when somebody who approaches and confidentially speaks, asks, then they will share Krishna. That's what we see. So many people, they have to undergo to such criticisms. So here, that's why it is said that speak among the devotees. That's the intention when it is mentioned. Speak with the devotees. Mad bhakteshu. Then verse 27 says, ya etat samadhiita pavitram paramam shuchi sapuyeta arha arha jnanam dipena darshayan. He who loudly recites the supreme knowledge, which is most lucid and purifying, becomes purified day by day, for he reveals me to others with a lamp of transcendental knowledge. So this is similar to the Gita Mahatma, which says that mala nirmochanam pumsam jala snanam dine dine sakrit gitamritam snanam samsara malanashanam. So anyone who takes bath daily they cleanse off with the impurities by taking daily bath. But one who sakrit gitam bhasi snanam, in the waters of Gita, in the Ganges water of the Gita, sakrit gitam mritam snanam, gitam bhasi snanam, samsara malanashnam, he gets freed from the samsara mal, the mal of the samsara, punarati jananam, punarati mananam. And then the verse 28, it says that ya etat shraddhaya nityam avyagraha shrunu yan naraha mai bhakti param param kurvan karma bhi na sabadyate. Anyone who regularly listens to this knowledge with faith and attention, all the while engaging in my pure devotional service, never become bound by the reactions of this material world. Karma bhi nasabhadyate. Gita adhyayana shilasya pranayama parasyacha naiva santihi papani. They will punarjanmani cha. Naiva santihi papani. They will not get inflicted with the reactions of the past birth. So same thing is mentioned here. We never become bound by the reactions of the material world. Karma bhir nasabadyate. So these are all like the mahatma spoken by Krishna itself. The benefits of reciting or this Uddhav Gita. And now the verse number 29, which we'll spend some time in discussing this.
Api Uddhavatvaya Brahman Sakhe Samadharitam Api Te Vigato Moha Shokas Chaso Manobhavaha.
My dear friend Uddhava, have you now completely understood this transcendental knowledge? Are the confusion and the lamentation that arose in your mind now dispelled? So, quite interesting. My dear friend Uddhava, Api Uddhava, Tvaya Brahma, by you Brahma, the knowledge of Supreme Brahman, Sakhe, he is calling him my friend, Sakhe. Samavadharitum. Dhar, dharan kar liya kya? Have you understood? Completely understood this transcendental knowledge? Krishna is asking. Apite vigata moha. Has your moha, shoka cha aso manobhava, has this shoka and lamentation gone by hearing this? So now question may arise that what is that shoka and lamentation was Uddhava into? If somebody reads this without the purpose, just understands this translation, he'll say that, oh, it looks like Uddhava was lamenting and he had shoka and a bhaya, moha. But thanks to the purports that Prabhupada and his disciple has given us, referring to the previous acharyas, who has clearly mentioned, if we see the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions clearly the shoka and lamentation of Uddhava. What kind of shoka he was having. So in 11th canto, 7th chapter, 6th verse, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments, saying that Krishna, when at the end of his leela, he was just contemplating that I have been to various places, I have been to Sutala Loka, met Bali Maharaj, went to Yamloka, met Yamraj, I went to Mithula, Bhaulasha, Shrutadev I met, I went even to the Vaikuntha and met Vishnu, but I have missed going to Badrikashram. And my devotees there, along with Nar Narayan Rishi, who are waiting for me to have my association. I have not been there. And my time is up. So I have to go. So then Krishna is thinking within himself that I should send Uddhava to Badrikashram. She is equal to me. And is another form of myself. See the greatest position Uddhava is having. Krishna is considering himself to be equal to himself. He is equal to me and my another form of myself. So what kind of woe and lamentation he would have? So he would not have this. Otherwise, why would Krishna send him to Badrika Ashram? And previously he sent him to the gopis. Such a big position he was given. So there is no question of bhaya and lamentation he would have. And he is now telling, I will give them bhakti yoga like a valuable jewel to Badrika Ashram people. As a gift, along with the jnana and vairagya which are expressed by the term Bhaga, in my name Bhagavan. then their desire will be satisfied. Though Uddhava already has jnana and vairagya arising from his full prem for me and has no desire at the moment for separate teachings of jnana or vairagya taught by me, I will produce a desire in him since this is my desire. So Uddhava does not have a desire to understand jnana and vairagya. And he's asking all these questions to Krishna and whole Uddhava Gita about jnana, vairagya and bhakti. Uddhava has no intention. But Krishna has that intention that he wants to give him this knowledge so that he could give it to the people of Badrikashram. And he creates a desire within Uddhava so that he would go and give this knowledge by which would give the joy to the Badrikashram people. So that's why his name even matters here, Uddhava. Uddha means one who increases. Dhava means the happiness. It's like a festivity. So Uddhava is the one who is now going to give this festivity by giving to the ears, by giving feast, by giving through the ears of Uddhava Gita. So that's the intention. I will produce a desire in him since this is my desire. Though he should die in sudden separation from me, I will preserve his life by my strong Ichha Shakti and send him to that far off place. I will then establish him by my side, invisible to the material eye. Considering in this way, the Lord then imparted the desire for Bhakti Yoga along with Jnana and Vairagya in the heart of Uddhava. So that's how it is. Uddhava has no such shock and lamentation as mentioned here. And that's how the purports of Acharyas matter a lot. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he goes on mentioning that there are two types of affections for the relatives and friends. One is affection for them based on one's body, and other is affection for them based on their relationship with me. It is possible to give up the first, and I will arrange that, but the second cannot be given up. It is impossible for you to do so, and you will not be criticized. Uddhava understood the Lord's intention. So now the affection which Uddhava is showing here to his people, which we can see, is one affection. It can be because he is considering them to be his own family and friends and relatives. Like Vrishnis and others, he is considering them. So that's the material way of looking towards our own family member. So that's one type of affection. Second type which is mentioned is, Krishna here mentions is, keeping Krishna as a center, understanding that all these people are actually, and in Uddhava's case, they are all the eternal associates of Krishna. So if Uddhava understands them that they are the eternal associates of Krishna, and he, being their relative, would have natural affection in consideration with Krishna, as a Krishna as the center, then that affection cannot be given up. So Krishna's intention to tell him jnana and vairagya was not to remove that kind of affection, understanding that they are all Krishna's eternal servant. But the first kind, wherein he is considering them to be his own, my own. Same thing we would see in case of Arjuna. When Arjuna, who was ready with his bow and arrow, in the battlefield. It's not that suddenly he started into moh and lamentation. He was ready. He was like, he took up the Gandiva and said to Krishna, Krishna, first he blew the conch shell. With such a, when Bhishma did the Simhanadam, Arjuna, Krishna, along with Hanuman also shouted like anything. And that made to pass stool and urine to the opposite armies, elephants, horses, and even the soldiers. So such was the enthusiasm, unity in the opposite army. So he was full of spirit fighting, and he knew confidently that I'm going to kill them. I've killed them various times in the Virat kingdom when they had come to take away the cows. I single-handedly destroyed Karna, Bhishma, Duryodhana. So here now I have got a chance to fight, and I have taken a vow that I will destroy all the soldiers of the Kuru dynasty. So here he got a chance, and he is the Kshatriya, he has that nature, he is going to fight. And suddenly what happened? Suddenly he got into dejection. Can't be expected from such a devotee of high caliber. So suddenly what happened? And he's telling Krishna, take me, yavad eta niriksheham, senayor ubhayor madhe, take me towards both sides. I want to see who all have come. To help Durbuddhir Duryodhana, I want to see who has come. I want to see who I want to fight with. Like a good preacher, he analyzes who are the audience, so that he would give the class which will impact on them. So similarly, Arjuna is telling, I want to see who all has come to, who are eager to fight and support this Durbuddhi. And Krishna, Rishikesha, who understands, his name is Rishikesha there used, who understands what's going on in the mind of Arjuna. Nothing was going on. But Krishna wanted to give, he was so concerned for the people like us, for the future generation, that Krishna puts his own devotee into this moha and lamentation. Just like Uddhava here. He puts, otherwise there is no way. So he puts him into that moha and lamentation, and suddenly Arjuna, and he puts him in the center of both the party, where Pramukha, he would see Bhishma and Dronacharya. And then suddenly things change. So Krishna is telling, see, you may be a great devotee. He is giving a lesson for us, that one may be a devotee of high caliber, but everyone will have some attachment. Here for Arjuna it is family members, but for some other devotee it may be something, maybe prophet adoration, anything, it could be anything. So Krishna knows very well, and that's how he focuses on that. So to Arjuna he focused on that, and Arjuna then sees, just by seeing, Kripaya Paraya Vista, Kripaya, the compassionate nature, which is actually good in devotees, para, in a higher sense, para, it's not a normal compassionate, it's like compassionate for in a higher sense, Vishidam, but then he lamented. With this Kripaya, which is natural for the devotee, in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where all the good qualities of demigods are mentioned, or of a gentle people are mentioned, it is mentioned that Mrudayam, Mruduyam, Mrudu. They are gentle. Devotees by nature are gentle. So here Arjuna, who was gentle by nature, he is gentle by nature. In case of Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa, who take care of Prahlad Maharaj, and who goes to drives the chariot of his own sister Kamsa, so that's a gentle attitude. But that gentle attitude comes sometimes. And generally they are very crude, proud and... But in case of Arjuna, this gentle character is natural. And sometimes they become very very strong and determined to punish. This happens sometimes. This happened in case of Arjuna, in this case, where his gentle nature came up, but after hearing Krishna, he decided to be stern and give punishment. But in case of the non-devotees or those who are demoniac nature, this gentle nature would come sometimes, and rest of the times they are like, sometimes they are making Prahlad Maharaj sit on the lap, so gentle nature, but when they hear from Prahlad Maharaj what he is saying, that's not acceptable to him. And he throws Prahlad Maharaj down. So that is the nature of a demoniac people. But here Arjuna is so gentle. But such person also gets into lamentation, Krishna shows. Then all his Veputeshta Sharime Me Rom Harshaja, the six kinds of exchanges that happens. Gandiva Shastra Se Hasta, that Gandiva which has promised that anyone who tells me to give up this Gandiva, I will kill that person. That's the vow this Arjuna has taken. And Yudhishthira Vanaj once told him, hey, you came empty handed, where is Karna? You have not killed him? What is the use of your Gandiva? And when he hears that, he wants to kill even Yudhishthira Maharaj. But Krishna says, hey Baba, you are brother, why you want to kill? But I have taken a vow. Okay, then you just give abusive words to the Yudhishthira. In that way, it's more than killing. And when he does that, and Yudhishthira Maharaj hearing that, he leaves everything and goes to the forest. And when Arjuna sees that, he says to Krishna, now I can't, how can I do this to my brother? I cannot stand. And both of them go and explain to the Yudhishthira Maharaj the reason why they did that. But then Arjuna then starts lamenting, oh, how can I do this to my elder brother? Krishna says, okay, you glorify yourself. You want to kill yourself? You glorify yourself. So glorifying oneself is like more worse than killing. So that's how the exchanges happens between Krishna and Arjuna here. And the merit that Arjuna has here is that he has that friend, Krishna, with him, where he's bringing out that lamentations. And then Krishna channelized that lamentation by giving this knowledge. Just like he gave this knowledge of Vairagya and Jnana to Uddhava, Krishna is giving that knowledge using Arjuna as one who like a calf. He uses Arjuna like a calf so that he could give this knowledge to us. Because in this world, every time we have so many attachment, and when that is not met, we get into lamentation or some resentment in the heart. So this is the time we if we regularly read, we can implement, that is remember, so that we can implement. So that's how important it is to regularly read this verses of Gita and Bhagavatam. And then take shelter of the ultimate friend, Sakha. Here Krishna is calling Uddhava Sakha, my friend. Because generally when we say friend, how many friends you have? If somebody asks you how many friends you have. So think in mind how many friends you have. Now that you are online, you would have many friends. In Twitter, Facebook, there would be many friends. But what is the definition of the friend? Generally the friendship, if we see, is the one, the various level at which friends become. Like the friendship when you have some similar likings. You know, similar likings, then that becomes those people become your friend. You like the subject, he also likes friend. You have certain good habits, he's also having the same habit. He becomes your friend. You have liking to go out, he also likes to go out. Your friend. He likes certain thing, he also he becomes your friend. And then second level is, you share the same value. The second level of friendship, you share the same value. Maybe from the same, coming from the same family background. So they have same eating habits, they have the same value systems, the way of doing the things, the way of doing the prayers. So you share the same values. That's something higher. And then third is that you share the qualities or the principles, integrity principles like truthfulness, sympathy. So these are the higher values. When you both share that, then that's also becoming a friend. But we see now in Facebook and all, they do some liking which we post and they say, yeah, it's my friend. So what kind of friend it is? So the friend is one who protects you from the misgivings of this world. One who is, actually if we see, the friend can be of many time, they can be of a mitra, they can be a suhrada, they can be sakha. So if it is sakha, it's an ordinary friend. Mitra would be a reliable and trustworthy friend. Priya Narma Sakha would be equals or a dear friends. And Surud would be a kind of a shelter, very protective, elder in behavior. So various types of friend. And then, if you see, what does a friend exactly do? So it is said that, Ahitat pratideshat hite cha na anu pravartanam vyasane cha apriyatagah trividham mitra lakshanam. What is the characteristics of the friend? Ahitat prati shedheshchas. To restrain one from what is unprofitable. Second is hitecha anu pravartanam. To encourage one in what is profitable. Not in the business profit, but what is profitable. To encourage one. And third is to stand by one in adversity. Vyasane cha aparityagah. So how many of the friends that we have in mind, whom we call friends, are doing this? So actually speaking, the friend which initially happens with like some likings, like these two hands, they have similar. He says, oh, you are of the same size, I'm also the same. You are the part of same hand, I am also the part of the same hand. So the friend becomes. But then when the friend they become friend, then the trust, generally they trust, they talk, some trust happens, and by that trust some sharing of the heart happens. And then what happens? When the more the interaction happens, then there is a bond. Then the bond happens. So when we befriend with our outside people or our old friends, like in my native place when I went, I was walking on the road and my old schoolmates met me and said, hey, you are here. And once they know, they told everyone. Everyone came to meet me. They added me in WhatsApp group. They started calling me in some nookad place. And how do I treat them now? They are my friends. I can't say, now you are not my friends suddenly. No, we shared the same school. We shared the same liking once. But now it's different. Now their likings, they party with drinks and all. My way of partying is different. So should I tell them they're friend? You are not my friend. How should I treat them? So I wholeheartedly accepted them. My friend. Yes, I talked. When they came to my home, I spoke to them. They invited me for coming in the evening. I did not go. Why? Because the friends they are, we have some common thing we share. But now if I mingle with them, what will happen? The exchanges of values will happen. You know, they will, just like my boss was telling, oh, come, eat this in the hotel. You know, they arrange so many things and so nicely they speak. Oh, you please take. Don't have to pay the bill also. And they would say, Advent, no, I'm not forcing you if you want. But the way they would behave would be like forcing only. And they said, once you take, nothing will happen. But what happens when we go into that, then we suddenly start sharing the values. When we accept that emotional sharing, then what happens? Soon we then start the values also, their values, their lower values, we accept unknowingly. So in that case, I would say that, okay, you came, I spoke with you, right? I came with you, I had my food, you had your food. Now I invite you to the temple. You know, my birthday, there's a way which I do, you please come. And they would say no. If they come, that's fine. But if they say no, then I have right to say no. To coming with them and intermingling with them closely. I have right to say no. Because when they are saying no, I also have a right. So that's how, when we share the friendship, when it goes closer, then the sharing of values happen. And actually speaking, the friends which we see, all those friends who go and party and all, they don't share the confidential things with each other. Why? Because it is just like their sense gratification, which they help each other, they share. But when it comes to the confidential thing in their life, they won't share. I've seen these people who are friends. When they saw me not joining in their parties and all, one or two will come and say that, they would come and open up their life. And they say that, actually what you are doing is good. But you know, I can't do that. I don't know what should be done. They share. And then they ask us. So that's how we can act as a surut to them. We become a protective, a friend, as a protector to them, thinking of their well-being. In that way, we can help these friends, but understanding what limitation I have to keep. It's not that I make them as my surut. No, I have my surut in the ashram and other devotees from whom I would get benefited, but not this friend whom, with whom I mingle more and then exchange the values. No. If they want to take something, it's fine. So that's how here we see Arjuna was blessed with Uddhava. Arjuna and Uddhava were blessed with having Krishna as a friend, ultimate friend. So every people have their friend in the companies they ask. Do you have any close friend? Why? Because everyone needs the friend. In this life, everyone needs the friend whom they can take benefit of, be benefited by them. So here Uddhava and Arjuna, they are fortunate to have Krishna as the friend. And hearing these talks of Krishna, we see now further, tomorrow and day after, we see that when they were asked, has your lamentation got, what's the kind of answer they are giving? So beautiful answer. When they hear from this friend, who could do could give tangible benefits, what's the result they would achieve, it will be spoken tomorrow and day after. So thank you all for giving this oral reception. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki.